Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
We are filling your 100th prescription for freedom today on Armed American Radio, and we've got some music we're going to play because it's a special night. We're going to turn it up. If you're driving down the road, pull over. Tell everybody in the back seat to shut up because you need to listen to this song. Go ahead and crank it up. We got a special day today. Oh, yeah. You know who that is? Yeah, that's Uncle Ted. That's Uncle Ted Nugent. See, I told you you want to turn it up. Mm-hmm. Especially in San Antonio, Texas. They want to turn it up for sure. All you folks down in San Antonio, Texas, you thought that line wrapping around the Alamo was to get tickets to go inside and see the attraction? No siree. No, sir, that line is to enter the new prescription. Get your prescription filled at the Pharmacy of Freedom at the Alamo. Sean, did you know there was a Pharmacy of Freedom at the Alamo now?
No, sir, I didn't.
Guess what? The only place to fill that prescription is on News Talk 930 KLUP in San Antonio. Welcome to the show. That is outstanding to have you folks in San Antonio tuning into the Armed American Radio Network. And get this one, Reno, Nevada, 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, sir, KKFT. Your doctor has refilled your prescription for freedom, and he has given you a three-hour dose every single week. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. And I've got two more, Sean. We're going to go ahead and announce those in the next hour on Armed American Radio.
That sounds good.
Sound fair to you?
Yes, sir, it does.
What a great day. We've done 100 prescriptions for freedom. Sean, how do you feel about that?
I'm excited. I'm enjoying it, and I'm glad to be here. And happy birthday to Armed American Radio.
The centennial. We're getting old, right?
No, we're just getting good.
it's fresh, baby. It's fresh. Debuting in four new cities today. Pascagoula, Mississippi. My mistake. You are coming to the Armed American Radio Network on April 3rd. But that is right around the corner. And folks, I've got more announcements, but I, like I said before, I have to hold on to them. Can't let the cat out of the bag. But the Armed American Radio Network, San Antonio, the Alamo. Oh, man.
Remember
you
the
are
Alamo.
Now, oh, I'm telling you, you are now part of the single fastest growing pro-gun firearms-related radio broadcast in the nation. And that's a fact. Enjoy that. Reno, you too. Lots of stuff to talk about in Nevada, too. Lots of stuff going on in Nevada. You've got some pro-gun bills. We've got, let's just say you've got gun bills cranking through your state legislature. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast here. Ladies and gentlemen, a special day it is today. Legendary rock and roller Ted Nugent will be here. Sean?
Yes, sir.
You know how fun it is to have him on. You remember.
Oh, yeah. I love having him on.
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't.
You can ask him a question and let him go, and he will tell you exactly what he feels.
And he will not be lightly with it.
No, he won't. He will tell you exactly what he thinks. We're also going to debut a new tune from him. Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
We've got some TV stuff to talk about with Uncle Ted. We've got some music to play. That one was called Out of Control. Before we get to Mr. Nugent later on in the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to seek your participation to talk with Uncle Ted here on the Armed American Radio Network today. So write down this number and wait till I give you the cue. If you would like to talk to Ted Nugent later on in the show, feel free to give us a call at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Oh, yeah. Email your questions to Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org, or Twitter us at AARMark/Twitter. .com. That is right, Sean? That Twitter? I get confused on that all the time. And I never use it. It's all tied to the Facebook thing. Hey, that's another thing, too. If you want to watch the program, if you're listening to us anywhere in America and you want to watch the show, you can actually watch us at armedamericanradio.com. You can check out the web simulcast at armedamericanradio.com. Jump on in. The water's warm. Whew, freedom. Like a wet blanket of freedom across the United States. We're pushing 100 stations now, Sean.
Very nice.
Isn't that great?
That is absolutely great news right there. I enjoy that.
Listen, San Antonio and Reno, if you are one of those weenies that doesn't like guns, you know, a hoplophobe, look it up. I'm not going to waste my time with it. If you're a hoplophobe and you don't like guns, turn the dial. This show is going to give you a headache. It's going to give you an ulcer. We don't want to be responsible for your medical condition. However, if you enjoy your freedoms, this is the place to be. This is definitely the place to be. Rachel Parsons from the NRA. There is so much going on, folks. Let me remind you, if you were listening to the show last Sunday, you know what you heard? You heard me talking about Barack Hussein Obama's Tucson Star editorial calling for, you know, common sense gun control. But he said he's a supporter of the Second Amendment. While everybody else was listening to a bunch of canned stuff on the radio or waiting for the mainstream media tomorrow to pick it up, we were talking about it here on Armed American Radio, weren't we?
Yep, sure
we were. We were, and we were quoting it. And I knew Rachel was coming on from the NRA, and I've got a lot to talk with her about in the short amount of time that we have with her. I think I'm going to give a Bonehead of the Week award out with her, too. I have four of them. We're going to give three of them out with Uncle Ted. That's going to be way too much fun. Way, way, way too much fun. Because there's, you know, the Washington Post has a column here, Why Won't Obama Stand Up to NRA Bullies? So I'm going to take this opportunity to welcome an NRA bully, Rachel Parsons, who, if you've ever seen Rachel, you know she's not a bully. Rachel, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Are you an NRA bully?
I think that's not true at all. But I will say that I have no problem standing up for the Second Amendment, and I have no problem speaking out against anti-gun politicians like those in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, listen, I have so much to talk with you about today, Rachel. This is crazy, okay? Let's talk with the Washington Post first. Before we go back to Obama and his editorial, why won't Obama stand up to NRA bullies, okay? Now, the Washington Post hates our firearms freedoms. They rail against us every opportunity they get. But
they do, and actually, the columnist that wrote that particular piece has been vehemently anti-gun. He has written several pieces attacking the leaders in NRA, gun owners, NRA members. This is nothing new.
E.J. Dion Jr., we should say, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're familiar with him.
Absolutely. I feel like I've been a part of a lot of these op-eds written in response to a lot of his articles in my time at NRA. This is familiar territory for him. He writes this stuff all the time, and for NRA, we respond to it all the time. We're not going to let the editorial board or columnists at the Washington Post get away with fooling people with anti-gun rhetoric.
Well, I'm glad, and I'll tell you why, because in townhall.com, Chris Cox wrote just a brilliant piece in response to this.
That's right. It was a very good piece. And, you know, Chris is great with really just breaking it down. Look, the fact is we're not going to sit down with the White House, with people who refuse to respect the Second Amendment freedoms. They've
right.
spent their entire lives and careers working to end this very special freedom that we all have. We will not stand by and let that happen. We have fought against it from the beginning, and we'll continue to do that.
Okay, let's talk about what you just mentioned there, because what you're talking about is people who have fought against this. Folks, what Rachel is referring to, and I quote here from Wayne LaPierre, longtime chief executive of the NRA, why should I or the NRA go sit down with a group of people that have spent a lifetime, literally a lifetime, trying to destroy the Second Amendment in the United States? Now, I got a little animated there. He didn't say literally a lifetime. But the fact is that Wayne says, no, I'm not. What he's saying here, Rachel, is I'm not going to give these folks any credibility here. Are you kidding me? This is a joke.
That's right. They have been on record. And the people that we're talking about here is President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, numerous people down the line who have been on record calling for gun bans, calling for rationing gun purchases for law-abiding people. We're not going to be there at a table with people who want us to compromise our Second Amendment freedoms while they try to ban guns and destroy the Second Amendment as we know it in this country.
Now, folks, whenever you hear, and Rachel, you know this better than anybody, whenever you hear, I respect the Second Amendment, but you need to run away. You need to tuck your tail and run away as fast as you can. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back, Reno.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net. The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, I'm retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Do you have a son or daughter in college or heading to college? College students face a 1 in 4 chance of being assaulted, yet the majority of colleges do not allow firearms on campus. Sealed Mindset's 15 Seconds to Safety online program will arm your children with the knowledge to identify problems and the actions necessary to stay safe. Protect your loved ones now at www.sealedmindset.com. That's www.sealedmindset.com.
Does the weight of your concealed handgun push down on your belt, causing your belt to droop and your pants to sag? We have the answer. The CCW Comfort Sling supports the weight of your handgun and holster over your shoulder, completely eliminating the weight off your belt, making concealed carry much more comfortable. The CCW Comfort Sling makes any handgun virtually weightless in the holster. Turn your concealed carry weapon into a concealed comfort weapon. Visit CCWComfortSling.com. That's CCWComfortSling.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back indeed, folks. So much to cover, so little time. One thing Sean can't do for me is fix the clock and give us more time. Maybe we should petition for more airtime, Sean. I don't know. You guys are laughing. I know he wants to go home when the show is over. Rachel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
Listen to this. Here's my take on this meeting. Obama has, let's just put this in a nutshell. I don't want to read all of the garbage that he wrote. What he did was phony. It was a lie. That's flat out what it was. It's flat out what it is. Oh, I'm all for gun owners. I just want to get together and come up with some common sense stuff. Let's get the NRA in. Pat them on the back. We're all good friends. Come on in. Oh, there's the Bradys. Come on in. Come on in. Dennis, Peter, meet Wayne, Chris. I mean, come on. What is this, a joke? And Chris responds back that it was a phony olive branch. Chris Cox from NRA ILA responds back that this is a phony olive branch. My take on this is, without the NRA at any of these phony meetings that he wants to set up, his phony meetings have absolutely zero credibility. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And just to be clear, President Obama and his staff and all these people that he wants to have a very, bring both sides together to talk about this, they're missing the point entirely. Americans are not afraid of gun ownership.
That's right.
All of this national dialogue should not be about guns. The focus should not be about guns. They're completely missing the point. This should be about criminals and mental health issues. If you're a criminal, you should be in jail. We can all agree that if you're a felon, if you're a violent criminal, or if you're adjudicated by a court to be mentally defective, then you should not own a firearm. But when we're talking about law-abiding people, when we're talking about folks who have broken no laws, then they should not be included in this discussion. The guns should not be included in this discussion. What we need to talk about is taking criminals off our streets and putting them in jail.
Absolutely. Look, we're going to debut in St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater, Florida, in the next hour of Armed American Radio. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a very beautiful thing. St. Petersburg has had 3 officers killed in the last 2 months in the line of duty down there. Okay? All of them by career criminals. And people forget, Rachel, that the criminal who walked the streets because he got a 30-year sentence in 2004 and was out on the street in 2011, for some reason, the math doesn't add up on the 30-year sentence and it being 7 years and he's out. I don't get that, whatever. That person is at a grocery store next to you. He's buying gas next to you. He's out there in the community that you live in, folks, before he murders the police officer. Okay? These are the people that we're talking about. Jared, I just made a mistake. I don't ever give his name, do I, Sean? And I'm not going to do it now.
Yep.
The Tucson kook, the murderer, alleged murderer. Unbelievable. I hate saying that. How many opportunities were missed here, Rachel, to get this guy off the street by Dupnik out there? It's almost comical if it weren't so tragic.
Well, it is tragic, but you're right. I mean, we've got a revolving door of the justice system, but not only that, we're missing red flags. You know, when someone is kicked out of a university for not having the mental health capabilities to attend college, why were the authorities not contacted? These are the people that we need to watch out for. These are the people that need to not fall through the cracks, period.
Okay.
We need to be focusing our attention on efforts that's going to actually address violent criminals.
Okay, let's analyze that for just a second. The Tucson shooter was kicked out of a college, wasn't he? He wasn't allowed to attend classes because he was deemed by professors and management at that university to be not mentally stable. And I want to make this very clear, ladies and gentlemen. No one, no law-abiding gun owner in America, none wants a kook like this to get their hand on a firearm. Nobody does. But don't tread on me. don't tread on me to keep this guy from getting his firearm. I'm not willing to give up my constitutional freedoms. We do not judge the actions of 300 million people because of the actions of one kook. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right, in fact. And, you know, it's important that people understand this. They understand that this is a freedom that we are all afforded so we can have all of our other freedoms, and we have to protect it, and we cannot allow emotions and the mainstream media and the politicians to decide this for us. We have to stand up for this freedom, and it has to be a priority and be important to every single one of us in order to do that.
Well, gosh, that sounds like a big love fest we should be having with the Brady campaign, Rachel, right? I mean, isn't that what they're looking for? Don't they want to? Do you see what I mean here? I'm being sarcastic, because here we want you and I, as NRA members, as NRA supporters, okay, completely agree, as every law-abiding gun owner is, even gun owners who are not members of the NRA, and by the way, you should all be members of the NRA. We all agree what we just said, that these guys shouldn't have their mitts on a firearm, period. It's that simple. And here we've got feel-good, you know, this feel-good, almost like that beer summit. Do you follow me here? That is going to accomplish nothing. And here it's been the NRA, Rachel, for years and years and years, as the nation's oldest civil rights group, by the way, that has been a proponent of firearm safety and freedom during all of this time. All we get from the other side is a bunch of lip service.
That's right. You know, when we talk, you know, we hear Mayor Bloomberg and, you know, the Brady campaign and Mayors Against Illegal Guns all coming out shouting for better background checks. But we don't see a single dollar from them going to help fund the technology behind the National Instant Check System. What they really want to do is chastise gun owners. They don't want to make this check system a better system. The National Rifle Association puts its money where its mouth is. We lobby Congress every single year to add more funding. The National Instant Check System is a better system, a more useful system for an instant check. Not for waiting periods, not for rationing of gun purchases, but for a real, valid instant check, so that law-abiding people can get about their business, and if they need to purchase a firearm or they want to purchase a firearm, then they're able to do so.
Look, I've never met a law-abiding murderer. And when I see attacks on my freedoms because of the actions of somebody like the Tucson shooter, it angers me. It really angers me. But I guess this is a tactic when you're not being honest about what your ultimate goal is. And let's face facts. Handgun control, the Brady campaign, has made it clear over the years. Now, they've changed their tune from time to time. Okay, well, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, because Obama says in his op-ed there, Rachel, that there are going to be people who say that all those people want to do is ban guns, and it's going to be all that crazy talk about that. But I believe that I'm looking back at their history and that my statements are accurate. Haven't they wanted to ban my guns? Isn't that why they're in business? Isn't that why they attack law-abiding citizens? Certainly they're smart enough to get this logic, right?
Absolutely, that's why. But they know better than to say that to the American public.
They do.
Incremental wins is what they're trying to do.
Yeah, we have a word for that. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back with Rachel right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. "I see Monique on the playground, and she's, well, stubborn," Julie told the teacher. "She waits for others to invite her in, then she wants everything her way, or she pouts." A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player: openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Bill Bennett is filling his prescription for freedom with Mark Walters. That's right. He is. I've got stacks of paperwork here. Lots of fun stuff to talk about today on Armed American Radio, Reno, Nevada, who I guess is getting a dose of global warming. About 3 feet of snow. Something like that in that area out there. Coming in from Northern California, from what I understand. We can check that out, Rachel Parsons from the NRA, because we have a call from Reno right now. Jerry from Reno, you're on Armed American Radio. How you doing?
Great. Go Reno and Gardnerville.
I'm telling you what, man. It's great to be out there. The doctor has refilled the prescription for freedom with a full three-hour dose.
That's right. Well, tell Sean it should be six, because I have this routine where I get all my guns together and clean them from 5 to 8 o'clock while listening to Armed American Radio. And all those months you weren't on, I got about 20 of them now, so Sean's going to work late tonight. We'll do a six-hour show.
You want to do a six-hour show, Sean?
Maybe.
Okay. Sean doesn't want to do a six-hour show. Okay, well, 3 hours will get it for you today, right?
That's right.
You're okay, good deal.
Good things happening in Nevada, right?
Yeah, there is. Tell us about it. You know them too, right?
Yeah, there's at least 9 good bills that are coming through the legislature, and some people call them pro-gun. I call them bills to eliminate the restrictions placed on our constitutional rights.
Exactly.
One of the most popular ones coming up is campus carry bill, and that also eliminates the restriction that we previously had that prohibited carry on campus. And there's also one that will make defense from your motor vehicle justifiable homicide, too, as it would be if it was your home.
Well, you're talking about in that particular bill, you're talking about a castle doctrine. Very
yes.
Similar, that's rolling across the United States right now. The first bill you mentioned, the campus carry, which is also steamrolling across the country. Very disappointing news on that in Florida. Senate Bill 231 is what you're referring to in Nevada. And that was sponsored by Senator John Lee.
Yes, a Democrat from Las Vegas.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Well, they see the light.
They do see the light. You know, I got an email, Jerry, this past week from someone out in Washington State that was not pleased with my quote-unquote support of Republicans. My response to the email was, when the Democratic Party et al., in toto, okay, removes from their party platform their desire to restrict my constitutional rights, I'll stop mixing those politics with guns. And the response came back, okay, I got to hand you that one, because that is part of the party platform. Now, there are, and he reminded me, there are a lot of blue dog Democrats out there and a lot of liberal gun owners, and I get all that. I get all that. But this is important when people see this, Jerry, that Senator John Lee, Democrat from Clark County out there in Las Vegas, needs our support on these bills.
Yes, he's getting it.
Well, there's also, who else we have? We have Senator Mark Menendo, also Democrat. Mm-hmm. Senator Michael Schneider, Democrat. Senator Joe Hardy, Republican, Clark County.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes, and Mo Dennis.
Mo Dennis, and we've also got James Settlemyer as well. And it's very important, folks out there, that you contact these legislators and let them know where you stand on these, that you support these bills, the ones that need supported. Which ones don't we like out there, Jerry?
I don't want to list names right off the bat because it might come back to bite me. But so far, in the committee meetings, these two bills have gone unopposed so far.
Okay, that's a good thing. What do we have? We do have Assembly Bill 143, introduced by Assemblyman David so-and-so, similar in nature to SB 126 regarding the use of any semi-automatic firearm and any revolver to qualify for a CCW permit. Nothing wrong with that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah. So you guys are chock full out there, and that's a beautiful thing. Rachel Parsons from the NRA, are you aware of any other pro-gun bills out there in Nevada we should be covering?
I'm actually looking it up right now. Funny that you're talking about it online. I mean, I'm looking online, wonders of technology. But I think that you've covered them all. There's, it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4 that are coming up. And that's great news. And we're seeing like 4 and 5 and 6 bills in many states all across the country. So it's a great time to, you know, get online and educate yourselves on what's going on all around the country and these trends. Like you said, Castle Doctor, Campus Carry. We're seeing a lot of the same types of legislation spreading all across the country. It's great news, and that's where we really need to focus our energy a lot of the times is on the states, because that's where we are able to preserve our freedoms.
I couldn't agree with you more. Jerry, I know you agree with that being out there in Reno as well, but to see this, because we're looking, folks, at Senate Bill 126. Write that down if you're in Nevada. Assembly Bill 143, write that down. Assembly Bill 217, write that down, and Senate Bill 231. These are important bills. Contact those committee members whose names we just gave you and let them know that you support their efforts. There's no question about that. Jerry, thanks for the call. What else is cooking? Anything else we need to cover?
Nope, just keep going. Can't wait to hear Mr. Nugent. I didn't know he did rock and roll.
You didn't? Well, I'll tell you what. We'll play a little bit of it for you as we progress through the program today. How about that?
Yeah, he's my hero.
Have fun cleaning up your guns, and we'll talk to you in a bit. Thanks very much for the call.
Thanks.
Rachel.
Hey there.
It's fun to see. I've said this before, and I think you and I have mentioned this before, but it's a really good time. You see the media. The media is so anti-gun, vehemently anti-gun. We're going to approach one of those when we get down into Tampa and St. Pete. The St. Pete Times is like a little miniature Pinellas County, Florida, New York Times wannabe down there. It's all they do is parrot the anti-gun. But if you look at that in a 24-hour news cycle and you see this bombarding of anti-gun rhetoric from the left and from the mainstream media, you'd think, wow, it's not a good time to be a gun owner. And it's actually quite the opposite, isn't it?
It is quite the opposite. You know, the majority of Americans out there believe in the Second Amendment. They agree with the National Rifle Association. Basically, it's a good time to be a gun owner. And if you're not a gun owner, then it's a good time to become one and educate yourselves on all of the benefits of protecting this freedom. It's so important. And, you know, we can talk about it all day about how important it is, but I think I'm preaching to the choir. Basically, if you go to NRAILA.org, you can look up state by state the legislation that's out there. And we encourage people to get involved in grassroots activism, join your local chapter, get out there. You know, during election season, we definitely need you. But just, you know, the reason the National Rifle Association is such a successful organization at all levels of government, whether that be local, state, or federal, is because of grassroots activism. It's because gun owners, NRA members, they're loud, they're passionate, and they vote. And that's what's so important.
Listen, I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. It is absolutely vital, ladies and gentlemen. To those of you who think, and there are a lot of you out there, I know there are. I know there are a lot in the state that I reside, but we're coming around here because everybody is realizing, hey, look, we're on the same team here. The fact of the matter is when you get politics involved, you're going to butt some heads from time to time, Rachel, and we see that a lot. The NRA, when I hear somebody knock the NRA and say, oh, man, they didn't support that bill I liked in Iowa, my response is, really? You know, I'm going to give up my membership. Really? Really? Oh, well, you know, you have a gun on your hip because of the NRA. If it wasn't for the NRA, the Brady campaign, handgun control, the Violence Policy Center would be controlling the argument with a very, very in-their-pocket, friendly, and powerful mainstream media. Folks, these are well-funded groups. The Brady Campaign is a fairly well-funded organization, but they wish they were as well-funded as the NRA. So join the NRA. Imagine, listen, Ted Nugent's coming up on this broadcast later. He made the comment the last time he was here. Rachel, imagine if out of 100 million gun owners in America, just half were NRA members.
It would be an amazing day. And the National Rifle Association is already so visible because of the 4 million members that come out. They donate money to the NRA. They wear their T-shirts. They wear their hats. They proudly go to the gun clubs that support the National Rifle Association. And those are the people that make our very unique freedom in the Second Amendment so important. They're the people to preserve it.
You better believe it. Rachel, thank you again for joining Armed American Radio. Can't wait to see you at the NRA convention in Pittsburgh real soon. Appreciate you coming on the show today. NRAILA.org. Folks, I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back. Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit dgegold.com.
Introducing Emerson Knives, American-made, American-owned, down to the last screw. Emerson Knives is the only knife company owned by one of the world's leading authorities on hand-to-hand combat, Ernest Emerson. From the windswept plains of Afghanistan and the back alleys of Baghdad to the halls of the Pentagon, Emerson Knives are on patrol and protecting those who willfully go into harm's way. For the world's leading tactical blades, visit Emerson Knives at EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back. San Antonio, Texas. Remember the Alamo, baby. That line snaking around the Alamo is not for tickets to get inside. No, 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 no. That line is to get to the new Pharmacy of Freedom window at the Alamo. And that conversation goes something like this. Welcome to the Alamo Pharmacy of Freedom. Yes, where can I fill my prescription? News Talk 930 KLUP San Antonio next. That's a beautiful thing. Sean, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing guns and freedom, the Alamo, Reno, Nevada. A 3-hour weekly dose of freedom. And two really fun announcements coming up in the next hour. We'll hang on for that until Uncle Ted gets here. That's a beautiful thing. Hey, speaking of Uncle Ted, can we play a little bit? A little bit of Motor City Madman, something like that? Can we get a little bit of that cranking up? What do you think?
Hold on.
Hold on, he says. You know what he's got going on? He's trying to fix the camera, folks. If you're watching the feed on the armedamericanradio.com website, you might see the camera popping in and out, but don't worry about it. Listen to this for a second. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna tease you a little bit. Go ahead, pull over. It's okay. We know you want to. Turn it up. It's all right. Kids won't mind. They're in another room. Or they're sleeping in the back seat. Move the fader up to the front speakers. Oh, that's great stuff. Isn't that great stuff? Wait till you hear how loud he gets on Armed American Radio, and we're going to debut one of his new tunes as well, too. Sean, do we have George the Mad Ogre Hill here? He wants to jump in here for a few seconds. George, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mark. I'm doing good, Sean. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing wonderful. Kind of tough talking over Ted, isn't it?
Nobody should step on Ted. That's
I
a
know.
Dangerous thing.
Oh, how many times have you seen him? Have you seen him live? I've seen him live so many times. More than I have fingers on both hands.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ted is an amazing entertainer, and he is an amazing fountain of freedom.
He is a voice. He is. Listen, anybody who has pallets of ammunition delivered to his house is okay in my book, and we're going to talk to him about that.
I would just hate to be his UPS driver. That's all I'm saying.
That's okay. They have a lift gate. They know how to get that stuff off. Hey, George, welcome to the show. You know, we're welcoming 99.1 FM Talk, Reno, Nevada, refilling their prescription for freedom. That's a beautiful thing, a three-hour weekly dose. Congratulations.
And it sounds like they've got some good news coming in their legislation. That's fantastic.
Yeah, wasn't that? That was a great call from a very well-informed. See, Armed American Radio listeners are very, very well-informed. Okay, they know what's going on at a grassroots level. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what we like to say. That's a beautiful thing. Keep it up at the grassroots level.
Absolutely. And then, with that extension of the Castle Doctrine, that's an important thing because, you know, in our modern society, our cars, a lot of us practically live out of our cars. You know, that there are mobile offices, there are escape pods, you know, they're just more than transportation. So seeing that, being extended in Nevada is a great thing. Also, I don't know if you know this, but recently Texas, the state Senate in Texas, okayed it to keep your guns
in your cars,
in your car at work.
At work, right. That's moving through Texas, which, you know, that just kills me about Texas. I mean, come on, Texas.
Oh, no, you would think that open carry would be fine and
right.
You could have your guns everywhere. But no, Texas is actually very restrictive, and that's very disappointing.
You know, it is disappointing, but that's okay because there's legislation moving through the state Senate and the state House right now. Folks, if you're in Texas, Corpus Christi, you guys got it going on down there. That's a gun-loving group down there in Corpus Christi. I got to tell you what, the Keys, now listening in on Keys down there, 1440, oh, man, they got it going on.
Yeah, I got a friend that's in law enforcement. Larry lives down there in Corpus Christi, and, shout out to him. Hope you guys staying safe down there.
Hey, they're good down there as long as there's no hurricanes or anything. They're all right.
Sure.
Hey, how about a bonehead? You want to go over a bonehead?
There are so many to pick one.
No, I have one.
That's hard. It's hard to pick one. You've got one?
Oh, I have a good one. This was, believe this or not, this came in from a listener today. Ladies and gentlemen, new listeners across the country, and there are many, many of you, let me educate you on what we do here. Number one, we do not say the word temperature or degree here when we refer to how hot or cold it is outside. We refer to it as it should be referred to, and that is the gore. For example, today it was 64 gore in downtown Atlanta. 64 gore. George, what's the gore in Utah?
It's a little chilly here at Ogre Ranch, and it's about 42 degrees gore.
42 degrees gore?
Yes, 42 gore.
42 gore, that's Fahrenheit.
So it's
I wonder what it is at Gore's estate on the ocean in California that soon will be falling into the ocean, according to him. His portion isn't. Anyway, let's move on from there. Let's go to a bonehead. That's the other thing we need to educate you about, ladies and gentlemen. On Armed American Radio, we very proudly, weekly, give out the Bonehead of the Week Award. And sometimes there are multiple boneheads. There are multiple boneheads right now this week. I'm going to hide those until the next portion of the show. But, bonehead number one came in from a listener. It says, Mark, I am a new listener and I'm very grateful for the show. I have a suggestion for the Bonehead of the Week, a Georgia local named Rob Jenkins. Nobody knows who this guy is. They do now. He is a college professor and freelance writer who had an article titled, get this, listen to this, Bonehead in the title, Gunfight at the OK Biology Lab.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But oh, wait till you hear this, folks. Gunfight at the OK Biology Lab. It was published in the Gwinnett Daily Post. For those of you who don't know, Gwinnett is a county northeast of downtown Atlanta. And it's in response to Georgia SB 98, the bill making its way through the Georgia legislature right now that will pass, hopefully, allowing campus carry, church carry. It lessens the restrictions on where law-abiding people can carry their firearms. Law-abiding people can carry their firearms. Where, get this, hear me, walk with me here, folks, where law-abiding people can have permission from the government to carry their firearms, okay? Follow me on that. Why is that important? Well, because criminals don't care. They don't. When was the last criminal that went, oh, man, did you see that SB 98 pass?
I've never heard of law-abiding criminals.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. Thanks for all you do on Armed American Radio. Looking forward to hearing from Ted tonight. I believe that our Second Amendment rights are the canary in the coal mine of freedom. If it dies, the rest of liberty is soon to follow. Glenn Shendell, Gainesville, Georgia. Now listen to this, folks. Oh, this will really get you. Jenkins, gunfight at the OK Biology Lab. How funny is that? Oh, George, we have a minute. Here's what he says. He says that most professors are liberal. Clearly, lawmakers don't want anyone shooting at them. I guess they think college professors are expendable. Folks, we'll go over a little bit of this when we come back on the Armed American Radio Network. I was not paying attention to the clock, but that's okay. Bonehead number one is Rob Jenkins for his column, Gunfight at the OK Biology Lab. Hang in there with me, folks. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Uncle Ted Nugent when we open up the next hour of the broadcast. You are listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We are filling your prescription for freedom. I'm Mark Walters, and we'll be right back after these messages. Get ready to turn it up.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat.
Lisa, this is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.